Investment flash.
Oil, oil, oil. The U.S. oil ETF has delivered a staggering 107% return year to date. Today, it climbed another 0.7%. That, my friends, is the only chart that matters right now.
Bonjour everyone and welcome to Investment Flash London Edition for Friday, May 15th, 2026. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. Tom, you didn't even wait for me to introduce.
Sorry, Marie, but when crude more than doubles in 5 months, you lead with it. The oil ETF is up 7% just this week. That's all the macro you really need.
Yeah, look, it's a breathtaking run, mate, but let's not ignore the fact that it's a crowded trade. The oil ETF is 6% off its 52-week high. Positioning is extreme. A whiff of de-escalation and it could unravel violently, like my patients after a long week.
And the yen is feeling it, testing a post-intervention low at 158. That's the lowest since April's intervention, driven by Iran uncertainty and fading Fed cut bets. Short yen is dangerous, no?
Absolutely, Marie. Tokyo's drawn lines before. Shorting the yen ETF has a tail risk the size of Mount Fuji. But to be fair, the trend is still dollar strength. Until the Fed flinches, yen bears are emboldened.
Exactly. And that's why oil is the gravitational force. Bloomberg reported emerging market stocks had their biggest tumble in over a month as oil jumped. But today, the EM ETF is flat. The market bought the dip, so far.
But for how long, Tom darling? With oil this elevated, the second-order effects on EM importers will eventually appear. The divergence between the oil ETF and EM equities can't last forever.
All right, fair enough. But while we debate oil, the crypto sector got a sugar hit. The Digital Asset Market Clarity Act cleared Senate banking. XRP and Dogecoin surged 5%. Bitcoin above 81,000. Regulation is coming, buddy.
Honestly, Tom, it's a Senate committee, not a law. The House hurdles remain. This is mostly noise. Buy the rumor, don't marry it, and definitely don't buy the dog coins on a single headline.
Mais bien sûr, and a single source rally in Dogecoin. The sentiment-driven crypto rallies are fickle. I'd rather watch the White House on tariffs than a Senate markup.
Yeah, I know. I sounded the same about Cisco in 2020. But Bitcoin above 81,000 is real. And while we're on misunderstood assets, Stellantis. The stock is down 31% year-to-date, trading at 4.4 times forward earnings, 0.35 times book. The market thinks it's dying.
To be fair, it is dying in the West, but they just inked a €1 billion deal with Dongfeng to produce Peugeot and GPVs in China. If that optionality works, it's almost free at these multiples. I'm intrigued.
Ah, Stellantis, the European angle, enfin. 4.4 times earnings. Tom, mon trésor, even you might say that's cheap. China's EV market is brutal, but at that price, any success is a lottery ticket.
I'll take the lottery ticket, Marie. And if you want real growth, look at tech. Alphabet and Amazon are topping foreign debt markets like never before to fund AI capex. That's confidence, not capitulation.
Yeah, look, Alphabet at 27.7 times forward earnings, Amazon at 27.1 times. The market is already pricing AI optimism. Adding debt-funded capex might not move the needle. It could even dilute returns if AI isn't the gold mine they think. As my old boss used to say, leverage in a high multiple name is like adding hot sauce to a spicy curry. You might regret it.
Gerald, chérie, must you puncture every rally before Brexit? The borrowing signals, they see real demand. But yes, with the tech ETF at all-time highs, upside is incremental. And leverage in a slowdown, voilà, a risk.
All right, fair enough. But while we debate tech, the EMAI trade is stalling. Bloomberg hailed Alibaba and TSMC joining the hot streak yesterday, but today Alibaba is down 3.2%. EM ETF flat. The trade is no longer clean.
TSMC is still up 4.5% today, so the divergence is notable, but Alibaba down after running up, that's the canary in the coal mine for the AI everywhere narrative.
And speaking of supply chains and macro pressures, Singapore Airlines. Profit down, but beat, yet the stock rallied. But with oil spiking, fuel costs are a ticking time bomb. They warned full impact hits in fiscal 26-27. Watch that closely.
So the earnings beat is masking a tougher future. Margin compression is a matter of when, not if. Definitely on the watch list.
and the delay and full impact, that's a lifetime in this oil market. If crude stays above 140 for even a quarter, airlines get squeezed hard. The market is being complacent.
Exactly. Now, on a more structural note, Nikkei Asia's deep dive on rare earths is today's most original take. China's export controls have been in place for a year, quietly forcing supply chain diversification. The rare earth miners ETF is up 30% year to date, but down 6% today, profit-taking after a monster run.
Lynas Rare Earths is up 50% year to date, but dropped 13% today. The CEO is pounding the table on outside China expansion. The structural trend is intact, but entry timing is tricky.
It's a classic commodity squeeze. The Xi-Trump summit could determine if controls tighten further. For patient holders, the Rare Earth Miners ETF and Lynas are long-term bets. For now, maybe watch the pullback.
And if controls tighten, the price response will be immediate. But the long-term trend is set. Supply chains are diversifying away from China. Voilà, a structural shift.
Sticking with structural shifts, in Japan, Suzuki is poised to overtake Honda as the number two automaker for the first time, driven by India sales. The pair trade, long Suzuki, short Honda, sounds compelling.
Honda is scaling back its EV push, losing market share. The relative strength is clear. We just need price data to time entries, but it's a pair to watch closely.
Meanwhile, a yellow flag from HSBC, posing a $4 billion private credit investment plan. That's caution in alternative lending. Barings BDC, down nearly 7% year-to-date, could be a short as a proxy.
HSBC itself is flat, but when a global giant pauses in a hot market, it pays to listen. The private credit party might be getting a hangover, and I don't want to hold the punch bowl.
To be fair, it's one institution, but it does signal that the froth is being questioned. Watch Barings BDC for further weakness.
All right, boys, let's pull it together. Today's signals converge on oil as the macro master switch. The oil ETF's 107% surge is reshaping everything, from EM risk premiums to crypto's alternative narrative bid. But let's not drink the crude Kool-Aid blindly.
The counterargument is clear. It's a crowded trade. The oil ETF is 6% off its high, but has more than doubled this year. Any de-escalation with Iran or a Xi-Trump breakthrough could unwind the crude bid violently.
Exactly. And for all the oil-driven EM weakness, the EM ETF is still up 20% year-to-date and only 1% off its 52-week high. The market isn't panicking. It's pricing a temporary spike, not a regime change.
But here's the blind spot. Nobody is seriously connecting oil to central bank policy. If crude stays above 140 for a quarter, the Fed's cutting cycle is dead, yet bond markets are barely pricing one hike. That disconnect is glaring.
And if the Fed can't cut, the AI capex debt gets more expensive, crypto's alternative narrative strengthens, and EM currencies suffer more. The second order effects cascade fast.
Voilà, a vicious cycle, and all of it hinges on a barrel of crude staying elevated. That's the macro fulcrum.
Yeah, look, the bond market's been wrong before, but the press is treating oil as a one-off risk, not persistent cost-push inflation. The disconnect is real, and it's a danger.
Gerald, you flatter yourself thinking the bond market cares. Mais non, but we must. The cleanest second-order trade is long commodity currencies versus yen and EM importers, a short airlines on any relief rally. But for simplicity...
For simplicity, ride the oil ETF with a trailing stop. It's the one trend that's working. Until it breaks, don't fight it. And if it does break, the reversal will be violent, so a stop is crucial.
Fair enough, Tom. But as always, none of this is investment advice. These are our opinions for your consideration. Do your own research and trade carefully.
Voilà, and that wraps up today's Investment Flash. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back on Monday morning with more sharp takes. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone.
Catch you Monday, everybody. Stay nimble and keep an eye on that crude.
Investment Flash.